Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ed Magic's very first podcast. I am your host, Ed Magic, right here on the internet. Thank you for stopping through and checking me out. I am a native of Los Angeles, California. I would like to tell you a joke, but I don't know of any jokes, and besides, the jokes that I do know aren't funny, so I probably wouldn't make you laugh. That's not really my goal anyway, but if you do laugh to my sort of dry humor, then that's fine by me. You do what you want to do. Actually, I laugh at my own jokes. If anybody's going to laugh, it'll be me. If you want to join me, that's fine. I mean, I don't mind if you laugh at my own jokes. You'll be laughing at me as well as I'll be laughing at me. Nobody will be offended. I won't be offended if you laugh at me. You know, I'm not going to laugh at you because you might take offense, but I figure if I laugh at me, I'll be okay. Anyway, one of these days I'm actually going to come up with some jokes, or a joke, and it'll be some pretty funny stuff. So be sure to join me again at a later date. Not too much later, because I'm going to start doing this more frequently, or at least periodically. How about periodically? Now that is a new word that I made up. Periodically. That means periodically and frequently. So that is going to be part of the show, if you want to call it that. Show, program, exhibit, exhibition, whatever you want to call it. I will be making up new words as we go. I will probably create an Ed Magic dictionary. I'll put that online so that if you want to review the new words that I have created for you, then you may. Another one of my words is gyrampant. Now, I didn't really come up with that word. Actually, there was this one executive secretary at a place that I used to work at, and she came up with it. I really liked it. Gyrampant. Gyrampus. That's a pretty nice word, you know. Most people know the word ginormous, but gyrampant has slightly different meaning. It means something big, but it means something that's out of control. So anything that's big and out of control is gyrampus. So, like I happen to have a dog. His name is Winston, and he is gyrampus. I have to tell you, he's big, and he's very much out of control. However, I have been teaching him tricks, and he's not an old dog. He's just a big dog. Really a puppy at heart. Maybe about 14 months old now. He's a big puppy. You know, a recent trick that I taught him was to lay. And he does this quite quickly, so when I say lay, you know, it takes him a couple of lays to get it right, but, you know, I say it 2 or 3 times, and then he lays instantly. You know, this was after teaching him a few other commands, like sit, come, and lay. Well, that's the three. Oh, and out. And I keep him outside most of the time. I really like him. I like to keep him inside some of the time, but he's got his house, and I have my house. Pretty nice doghouse, too, I have to admit. And I think he's pretty happy. He's finally taken to it. He started out by flipping it over a few times, but because he's so big, he likes to flip things over. So I guess he's practicing weightlifting or something. I don't know. Like I said, he's gyrampant, and he does what he wants to do most of the time, except for when I'm with him, and he still does what he wants to do. But sometimes he does obey an occasional sit command or a lay command. And out. So I tell him to go out, he goes out. But he comes back, so. Yeah, a lot of good it does, but he's a dog, and he's going to do what dogs do. But anyway, what's going on? We have Hillary Clinton in the news. Now, Hillary has been questioned about this before. Is Hillary a lesbian? Yeah, I think she is. I mean, after all, Bill is like being a playboy, Hugh Hefner style. I mean, doing interns, or at least he did. You know, Hillary didn't even get upset about it, so. I figure either she's bringing the girls to him, which would make a lot of sense, or she just doesn't care, because she's got her own girlfriend. So, you know what they say, my girl's got a girl, and she's got me. Whatever. And, you know, I mean, if I was Bill Clinton, I wouldn't mind. I mean, hey, my wife's bringing me nice interns, you know, I mean, what can you say? Blow me. You know. What do these people do? They get married, why? Because of political reasons, or is it because of love? I don't know. They know, but they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you. It's a big secret. Just like all the secrets that they have. Just like all the secrets that most politicians have, whether they be Democrats or Republicans or Independents, conservatives or liberals. They have their secrets. Now, I hate to delve into political folly, but, you know, it happens to be one interesting subject for most. And not so interesting for others. But at this point in time, I'm not going to really delve into it. I'm just going to let that go. Leave Hillary alone. I mean, after all, she's presidential hopeful for some. not for me, but can't say I wish her all the best. I mean, she's doing what she likes to do, and she needs her power, and she's going to try to get it just about any way she can. I'm kind of falling off here. I'm really getting tired. Tired of talking to a microphone because I don't really see anybody. You know, I'm making up imaginary people in front of me just to see that I have an audience. But it's not working too well. Watching the volume meters on my screen, computer screen here, go up and down, it's really not exciting. And every once in a while they go up into the red section, that's a little exciting, but that's only when I get excited. And right now I'm really not excited. And I hope I'm not boring you to death, but I probably am, because I'm not exciting. And this is where the funny part comes in. This is where you might actually get a laugh out of me, because I'm so boring that I'm funny. Think about it. Well, anyway, you've had a taste of my dry humor. Have you ever tasted something but not tasted it enough to really know what it tastes like? That's what I'm talking about. So you've really just got like a few molecules of taste and not the full essence of the taste that would give your mind some reality on what it tastes like. But then that goes into a philosophical question, and that is, what do you perceive? I mean, some people experience things and they perceive the things that they experience as something that's not really the reality of what it is. It's a perception. So, I guess I'm getting philosophical now. I don't know. All I can tell you is I'm getting kind of bored here, and I'm about to end this podcast. But I do encourage you to check out future podcasts, because I will be practicing this by doing more of these. And who knows, I might come up with some kind of dirampus way to go about doing these things, and actually have some content that you would really enjoy listening to. So as for now, this ends, or should I say this concludes this episode of my podcast, and I will talk to you next time. Peace.